Thank you.
That's beautiful.
All right. We are in the second week of a short little series that we're doing on the church as community. Last week, Pastor Steve talked about how the church was formed as this community of people filled with the Holy Spirit and sent out to preach and to teach. And this week is, as we heard, is Trinity Sunday. So we're going to talk a little bit about the way that Trinity and church as community comes together. Hopefully, that's what you'll come away with at the end. To do that, we're going to read a couple verses, a couple of scriptures. Before that, we do that, let's go to God in prayer. Almighty God, God of love, we ask that your Spirit would open your word to us today. Help us to hear what you would have us hear, to be nurtured and guided by your word and sent out to show your love to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to begin with Genesis chapter 1. You're probably familiar with this, but let's hear it again and remind ourselves. On the sixth day, then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female, he created them. And then over here in 2 Corinthians, some of the last verses here of 2 Corinthians, Paul says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you." May the Lord grant us hearts and minds to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I want to start with a little scene, a little scenario. It may be familiar to you, or at least in some pictures, in some ways. I want you to imagine three people sitting around a table. Let's say father. Thank you so much. I'm going to use this later, and they're all scooted over. It's so kind of you to accommodate me this way. sorry. So three people sitting at a table, mother, father, and a child. And now, again, this doesn't happen in my home. This is not me, all right? But let's just say that the father is a little distracted, not paying attention necessarily to what's going on, maybe eating his food and thinking about soccer or football or baseball or whatever, some sport or something. And so the child turns to the mother and asks her if he can play video games later or not do his homework tonight or whatever it is, and the mother says no. And the child turns and notices that the father hasn't been paying any attention to what just happened, so decides that he'll ask his dad the same question. And now, at this moment is when we pray for the father, that he catches the mother's eye before he answers in the affirmative. But we all recognize that interplay, right? Because in our families and in our communities, there's ways that we are not on the same page all the time, that we don't always agree with one another, and that if you don't like what one person says, eventually you can go down the line and find someone who will agree with you if you search long enough. And some people walk out of certain communities into others so they can find people that will listen to what they want to hear. Today, though, I want to introduce you to a different family, a family that is on the same page all the time and is united together. And to do that, I want to show you this image, this picture, and I hope it's up. So there you go, see? I want to show you this piece of art. This is actually, in the Orthodox Church, they call this an icon. And we good Presbyterians and children of the Reformation are a little skeptical of icons and images like this. We tear them down and paint our walls white, right? but today, I'm hoping that we can look at this image and use it as a metaphor to look at the Trinity and some things that I would like to say about the Trinity. So we're gonna use this image here. This is called the Trinity. It was painted in 1425 by a Russian artist named Rublev, and it's based on the story in Genesis where the three visitors come to Abraham. It's when they tell him that Sarah is pregnant and go on and on. But so if you read that story and you keep going on, whenever Moses is talking to one of these visitors, you get the sense that that Moses is talking to God. And so the artist has taken that story and pictured these three visitors as the Trinity around a table with the food there in between them. And what I think this picture shows that tells us something about what we read about throughout all of Scripture. If you look at it, if you look at their bodies and the way their heads are shaped, you see almost this complete circle where they're kind of united in this together in this relationship. And so different from the folks at the table that I started off telling you about, these persons around this table, you can see that they're in communion, they're in fellowship, they're leaning into each other, and they're united in their thought. And what this tells us about the God we believe in and what we can read in Scripture is that the God that we believe in is a God that is three in one, a God that is already in loving relationship, a God that is a God of mutual interrelationship and love even within God's self. There is community and love. And what that tells us about ourselves as families and communities is that if we are created in the image of God, we are created in the image of a God that is already one of love between people. So if we are created in the image of God, one of the things that we will do and mirror as images of God is that love between one another in our families and in our communities of faith that we have been called into. So that's one thing we see in this picture. And we see that in our scriptures as well. When we see it in the Gospels all the time, where we get this picture of God's love for Jesus and Jesus' love for God, and we get the sense of the Spirit moving in between the two of them, showing God's love, where the Spirit descends on Jesus at his baptism before God speaks the words of saying, "This is my beloved." And then when Jesus stands in front of the synagogue to speak to them, he says that I'm filled with the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. We see that interrelationship even in our scriptures. We see how God is the God of love even within the three people of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But that love just doesn't stay moving in between those three people. If we look at this image again, one of the things I like about it is the artist has allowed this little subtle, if you look right there at the front, you can see that there's an open space at the table. And in fact, the way that you are drawn into that image is almost as if the image is inviting you to sit there at the table with the three people, inviting you around that table. And that's how we come to know the Trinity, isn't it? Because the God that we believe in doesn't stay far off. The God that we believe in is not, you know, the watchmaker God that winds up the universe and steps away and lets it run and never comes back again to intervene or act. The God that we believe in, the God that we know, comes down among us, takes our form, lives with us, knows our pain and our sorrow, goes as far as to die for us, showing us how to live, dying for us. And then we know the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives that continues to lead and guide us and draw us closer to God and keep us in fellowship around the table in relationship with God. So the other thing about the Trinity is that the Trinity is love within itself, but also it's a love that reaches out. It's a love that reaches out and tries to invite as many people as possible into that relationship. So as people created in the image of God, created in that image of the triune God, we are not only to love ourselves and show love among our families and communities, but we're also to be a people who are trying to show love and reaching out to the communities and the people around us as well, inviting them into this relationship, to our table of fellowship as well. Now, of course, the thing is that that's not always easy, right? And we often, as believers, as families even, we find ourselves more like the people at the beginning of the story who are not on the same page, maybe distracted. Maybe we feel like the differences that we have among us are just too strong. They're too divisive. We can't do it. But what we need to know as people created in the image of God, people called into fellowship with God, is that we are loved by God enough that God would reach out to us, that God would come among us, and that we have the Spirit of God within us struggling against ourselves sometimes to make us less tight-fisted, to break our hardened hearts and to open our closed minds. We have the triune God moving in our lives, trying to make us more open to the love that we are meant to show. And to me, it seems like it's easiest for us whenever we are trying to come together to reach out in the love that God showed us. The way that God reaches out is the way that we most easily see the Trinity in Jesus and the Holy Spirit among us. And so whenever we reach out and serve, I think it's easier for us to model the Trinity. In fact, when I was in seminary, I was interning at a church, and the project that I was given to do was to help put together a service day that we would have at the church. Now, this required me to meet with a team of folks that were going to do this over about 6 months, and we had to get the worship leadership, the band, everybody to come together on how we were going to do this. And let's just say that, you know, there was a lot of first table kind of conversations that went on where we weren't on the same page and we didn't agree all the time. But we knew that God was calling us to do this, that God was calling us to reach out and serve the community on this day. And so when the day came, we had a short worship service and that went well. we made it through. And then each of us in teams went out to different places throughout the community. Some of us went to Camp Hanover and cleared some trails and got ready, tried to get the camp ready for the summer. Some of us went to a nonprofit on the north side and helped them paint their thrift store so that whenever the season changed, then they would be ready for the customers who would come in and be able to provide them with a lower cost clothing and stuff. And another one was we went to a school in Church Hill, where we helped beautify this courtyard and also started a garden for them so they could teach one of the SOLs about growing things or what, I don't remember what it was. You get the idea. And this is where I went. I went to this school in Church Hill because I'd been working with them for a little while. And what we did before we started the service project, we all sat down at lunch together. There was about 20 of us there, plus some people from the school, and the principal came and spoke to us and told us about, the kind of needs that the kids had there and the kind of population they worked with. Then she talked about how the church, what the church had been doing with that school and how much the church had helped throughout the years. And then talked about our project, what we're going to do and how it was going to be used by the school and what kind of benefit it would be. And, you know, I was sitting there thinking about all that went into this into this day, all the preparation, all the kind of arguments back and forth, and just sitting there thinking, this is it right here. You know, we've actually come together, all these people. We've come together in our love for one another, but we also have come together to show our love and concern for these people that we're here to help. And as I thought about that, about us around the table, then I thought about all the other little groups and teams that were all throughout the rest of the Richmond area doing the same thing. And it was an overwhelming moment for me to think about how we had come together and here we were reaching out and showing love and hopefully being inviting folks into the knowledge of the love of God. And I think that's what it is to be created in the image of the Trinity, to be created in the image of a God that shows love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that calls us as families and communities to show that same love within those groups, and also a Trinity that reaches out, that wants to invite as many people around that table as possible, calls us to be a people who not only show love for one another, but show a love that holds our arms out in invitation, that welcomes people around our table. Will you pray with me? Loving God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we ask you to unite us with your love. Bring us together as your children. Help us to love one another within these walls and to show your love throughout your world. In Jesus' name, amen.